Welcome back to the O'Reilly Studios on a special MLK edition of The Boss and the Gloss. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for their guaranteed everyday low price. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. O'Reilly's, better parts, better prices every day. Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Pat Williams, the former defensive tackle of the Vikings, and we get the privilege of talking to you, Pat, the day after what everyone is calling the miracle in Minnesota. Congratulations, Pat, on you and all the Vikings.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. So let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
It's fun to ask, where were you when the moment happened? Were you at the stadium? Were you at home? And when did you really realize that this was going to be a touchdown that wins the game?
Let me say, I was at home in front of my TV watching with my son. And I told my son, I said, they finna win, just like Alabama beat Georgia. I had just told him that right before that play. I said, they finna win this game like Alabama beat Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, I told him that right before that play.
And, you know, Stephon Diggs' brother, you know, the hero in Minnesota, was the kick returner for Alabama. So what's going on in the Diggs family? Jeez.
I don't know. And everybody doing good. So I'm glad we had them on our team.
I want what they're having. That's for sure. So, Pat, what would you do? Now, you've got this three-headed quarterback monster here in Minnesota, and not one of those quarterbacks is going to be under contract after this season. You've got Keenan, Bradford, Bridgewater. What do you do? Do you do everything you can to keep them all, or who's the odd man out?
Let me see. I'll say keep all three if you can. But if you can't, we have to keep Bridgewater and Keenum.
Yeah, got to keep Keenum, right? After all of this?
Yeah.
And Bridgewater, because he had the disastrous injury in his comeback. We got to give him more of a chance.
And maybe more total upside, I presume.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's why I like Bridgewater.
But go back to the beginning of this season. There was all the uncertainty at quarterback. Dalvin Cook, the running back, was injured. This did not look like a team on this trajectory. When did you see all this coming together?
After the fifth game when I saw that defense playing good. I said, all we need to do is just average 14 points a game and our defense will hold us down.
I think you've got a pretty special locker room, too, that seems to be incredibly supportive of Case Keenum, because his first game out against the Steelers was a disaster, his first start. He played poorly, and I saw an interview that he just said he got the support and the encouragement of not only the coaching staff, but all the players that were just like, you are our guy, which is fantastic, and I think that's really helped him. So coming up, they're going to see the Eagles in Philly. Super hostile environment, as you know well. And they're going to be playing outside. What's your prediction on that game?
I'm taking the Vikings. Vikings going to win by 7.
By 7? I like it.
Yeah, so I'm going to Minnesota all the way. They don't win this game by 7 because I think our defense is better.
We're talking to Pat Williams. He's a former defensive tackle of the Vikings. Yes, the Vikings defense is elite. And they're facing an offense on the Eagles side led by Nick Foles. You've been on the defensive side of the ball. What do you think the Vikings will do to game plan against Nick Foles? Will they put pressure on him? Do they need to send extra guys? How do you see the defensive game plan for the Vikings unfolding?
Let me say, I think they're going to rush him with 4 and then probably send a couple more. And so I think he'll put that pressure on them early to see how he's going to handle it. So I think they're going to put pressure on them real early.
Yeah, that's probably the key. So can I ask you, Pat, a couple questions about Buffalo, your first franchise that you played for?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about your first-year head coach, Sean McDermott? You know, the last time the Bills had gone to the playoffs was 1999, and he broke an 18-year drought, and, you know, they made it to the postseason.
You went to the playoffs, and I was there then. I was playing with
– Well, that's why they went. They need you back.
I believe it.
I was there, so – It was a long time before they went to the playoffs, so I was happy for them. I still cheer for the Buffalo Bills, I cheer for the Vikings, and I cheer for Texas A&M. So I cheer for all my teams I played for.
Okay, I love that. So what do you do if you're Buffalo? Do you make Tyrod Taylor your franchise quarterback, or are you going for a new guy?
I think they need to go trade for a veteran. So don't need no rookie right now. So I think they need to get a veteran quarterback in there.
Because now they're bringing Brian Daboll from the OC at Alabama to come fix that offense, who has 5 Super Bowl rings with the Patriots, 6 with under Nick Saban. You know, he might be able to do okay with a rookie, but he would do even better with a veteran, right?
Yes, ma'am. So I've been thinking those they need a veteran. They don't need no more rookies.
We're talking to Pat Williams, a defensive tackle for the Vikings for many years. You were watching the game. You saw that game unfolding. Tell me about Stephon Diggs. Have you ever gotten to know him? What kind of character is he in the locker room and out on the field?
So I had met Diggs when they played Green Bay Packers. I was at that game. When they played the Packers down there, like, man, Kevin Williams was honorary captain. So I met him down there then. And see, but it just it's always like that inside Minnesota. I don't care who there, what year you is, and all stuff. It's always been a family atmosphere around there. Everybody always got each other back in that locker room.
Well, they sure showed it over this season. And interestingly, they would be the only if they make the Super Bowl, they'd be the first team to host a Super Bowl. The game, of course, being played in Minnesota this year. What would that mean for the city of Minnesota?
Man, that would be the greatest thing ever. That would make this city so proud and the fans so proud. I think they got the best fans in the world. So I think that'll make this city so proud right there if they have Super Bowl, if they make it.
Well, I hope that curse was lifted as of yesterday. I hope for Minnesota and for you, Pat. That's pretty exciting.
Because I'm going, I know they're going to make it. They got to make it.
Well, you called the final play, so you may be ability to predict these things. That's Pat Williams, former defensive tackle of the Vikings. Pat, thanks so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Yes, sir, and thanks for having me.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.